I've thought a lot about whether or not I should encourage my son to become a pastor. I've not made a decision about it, so I guess this is some more of that thinking. This is surely too inside baseball for most people, but you're not most people. You're a listener to this podcast. And yet here it is. I have a last name that people recognize in our church body. It means something to some people. There was an Iddo in the Old Testament who is found in the genealogy of the Levites and may also have been in the list of temple musicians who served in the tabernacle of God as the Israelites carried their worship around the wilderness between Egypt and the Promised Land. He seems to have had a prominent name. And not because there were four or five other Iddos in the Old Testament about whom I'm doing the sort of myopic and self-indulgent miniseries in my self-indulgent podcast. This Iddo came from somewhere noteworthy, came from noteworthy people, was noteworthy himself. May also have gone by another name, Adiah, so that he was known as well by either and by the connections people drew to either. And even though I haven't found much evidence for that last one, I can say that we know about this Iddo because of his family connections, which is what we call nepotism. And it is how the world works, and it has had a direct effect on my life and already on my son's life, and it gives me pause as I think about how I feel about encouraging him to be a pastor. If you're already inside the inside baseball of this topic so far, then you know about how your first conversation with another Wisconsin Synod Lutheran is usually about whom you mutually know, whom you're related to, in particular, at least in my case, which pastors you're related to. It's not quite nepotism, but it is a shortcut. I know people who know you is a shortcut to I know you. And if you are a pastor, I know people who know you feels like a shortcut to I know what kind of pastor you are. So if you're the son of a pastor who does a myopic and self-indulgent devotional podcast and you become a pastor, is it really fair that some people are going to take a shortcut and assume that you're myopic and self-indulgent? Even if they would characterize your father differently, more charitably than he would characterize himself, and they would call you the son of a pastor who does a pithy and poignant and vulnerable devotional podcast, and assume that you're a pithy, poignant, and vulnerable pastor, that would also not be fair, right? He's not me, this kid who might be a pastor, but he is my son. And whatever he decides to be, he can't unbe that. And people who know or know of me will take shortcuts and apply some portion of their assessment of me to him. Oh, you're a pastor just like dad, eh? Oh, why didn't you become a pastor like your dad? Except he won't be one like me, whether he is one at all or not. So maybe it won't bother him like it does me, because he's not me. Wouldn't that be nice? Maybe he won't care. Even better, maybe he'll only take it as a compliment. Maybe he'll only take their words and actions in the kindest possible way, and whether he becomes a pastor or not, he'll only love the people who know that he's Pastor Cherney's kid, nephew, and grandson, because yes, he's related to four Pastor Cherneys. Iddo came from somewhere noteworthy. Everybody does. Iddo served God and his people. Not everybody does. Maybe the lesson to be taken from Iddo and my real son's imaginary future self is just that. Even when people find nothing to note about you worthier than the people you come from, the thing to do is find yourself worthy of this note alone. You get to serve God and his people whatever you do. And that, because of the one who we definitely evaluate because of his relationship to his Father, Jesus Christ, who is not his Father and is inseparable from him, which is not nepotism, it's the Trinity. And it's how we are saved. You and I are dust and breath, loved by God, bought by Jesus. This podcast is written and produced by me, Ethan Cherney, pastor of Bethel Lutheran Church in Menasha, Wisconsin, member of the Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod. Outro music arranged and performed by Mr. Peter Shawey, who is like the spring rains that water the earth. Keep in touch. You can find us on Twitter or Facebook, and also send an email to dustandbreathpod@gmail.com. There's a website with some swag and ways to donate if you're so inclined. But more than that, thank you for listening and sharing with a friend. Reviews on any of the podcasting tools also help promote the show. Now, go do what God called you to do. Be who God made you to be. See what God can do with dust and breath and faith in Jesus, his Son.